I'm so glad God keeps his promises. He promised that a Savior will be born, and it happened, just like he promised.
The entire Christmas season is filled with promise, the hope of something exciting and unknown. I love it. It's my favorite time of year.
I'm excited about Christmas too. But we promised Mrs. Murphy that we'd work on decorating the class tree. I think we'd better get started. She left us a box of ornaments, but did anyone bring something of their own to put on the tree?
Why did you bring a globe? I've never seen a Christmas tree with a globe hanging on it before.
Well, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." I thought a globe would be a great reminder that God's greatest gift was for the whole world.
Do you think we could find other Christmas ornaments that would remind us that Christ came to the whole world?
Maybe we should look in the box Miss Murphy left for us.
There's a card with it. What does it say?
In Ireland at Christmas time, the civilians decorate their homes inside and out with holly. The green leaves are reminders of God's never-ending love, and the red berries are a symbol of Christ's sacrifice. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you'll remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. John 15:9-11.
I didn't know we were being Irish. when we put a holly wreath on the front door.
Yeah, I thought we were only Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Many of our traditions started somewhere else a long time ago, but that's just another way Christmas connects us to the whole world. Now let's get back to the tree decorating. What else is in the box?
It's a major scene.
The nativity scene is the center of Christmas celebrations in many countries. In Brazil, it is called Presépio. The elements of the Presépio illustrate the story of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem. So Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
I didn't know the manger scene had so many names, Nativity and Presépio. That's cool.
Our tree is starting to look pretty good, but we've still got some bare spots. Get another ornament.
It's a sheep. Wait, don't look at the card yet. Let me guess where it's from. What countries have a lot of sheep? New Zealand, Australia.
Oh, lots of places, but that doesn't have anything to do with Christmas.
Okay, I give up. Read the card.
In Mexico, piñatas are part of many family celebrations, including Christmas. At Christmas time, the piñata is often in the form of a sheep. This is a reminder of the shepherds who, after seeing the angel and the heavenly hosts, went to see baby Jesus.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He's Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who is lying in a manger.
I like the idea of having a piñata at Christmas.
Me too. We had one at my birthday party, so I think it would be great to have one when we celebrate Jesus' birthday.
Do you think we could make a piñata later? Sure, but let's finish the tree first.
It's a star. We always have a star on top of our tree.
The Star of Christmas announced the birth of a king to the wise men who traveled many miles to see him. The wise men were from Persia in the Middle East.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him."
I think the star may be my favorite Christmas ornament.
Why?
Because stars are always shining, always giving light. That's just like Jesus. His light and his love are always shining on us.
Hey, there's just one more ornament in the box.
What is it?
It's a tiny Christmas tree. The Christmas tree has become a symbol of Christmas in many countries around the world. In China, it is called the Tree of Light and is decorated with paper chains and paper lanterns.
Remember what Mrs. Murphy told us about China? She said that only a very small number of the people in China are Christians. Those who love the Lord and celebrate his birth have to be brave.
She said they're not afraid to worship the Lord and celebrate his birth with Christmas carols too.
Jesus, thank you for coming to earth as my Savior. I am so glad that I have the freedom to worship you. I love you, Jesus. Amen.
Well, what do you think of our tea? Pretty cool, huh?
It looks great, but we still haven't come close to covering the whole world. We've just mentioned a few countries.
I've got an idea. Where is that box of flags we made during Missions Week?
In the closet. I'll go get it.
What are you thinking?
Let's finish decorating the tree with the flags we made. We have one for almost every country. Now our tree will really show that Jesus came for the whole world. His love is for everyone.
Three.
The tree is finished, and we kept our promise to Mrs. Murphy. Do you think she'll like it?
Yes, she'll like it. But I think she'll like what we learned a lot more.
Christmas is a promise for the whole world. The promise is for you and your children and all who are far off, for all whom the Lord and our God will call.
Rise up and shine.